I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there.
Hello. This is Porch Sleep Podcast 19, I think. Pretty sure. April 5th, Friday, April 5th. No. Well, it's a morning. I don't know whether it's a good fucking morning, but fuck it. Maybe I should do something this weekend and go to a party, hit the club. Fucking so stressed. So I woke up before my 4:45 alarm this morning, and was awake. And just couldn't get up. I just wasn't in the mind state to the fuck down. So I couldn't fucking cross the street because there's some kids fucking running around in the middle of the street. So I stopped. There's this fucking bitch going down like 40 miles an hour, residential street, you know. So I had to fucking reverse real quick. Like, I didn't know these kids were right there, and this bitch was, you know, going down. Oh, damn, this guy just crashed their Mercedes. That sucks. I've seen that Mercedes every day, and it's all fucked up now. It's kind of fucked up. Sad fucking accidents happen, I guess. To pay attention, you know, because it's not always your... It's not always going to be on you. It could be some idiot, you know, driving down the road drunk or coked out of his ass, smashes into you, or having a bad day, you know, or suicidal, just slams his car into you, trying to kill himself, you know. Yeah, this fucking idiot woman is fucking driving down fucking residential like 40 miles an hour, you know, like... That could have been bad, you know. Like, what if I had to make that decision? Do I run over a kid, or do I let this bitch hit me? You know, like, probably let her hit me, you know. But like, why would I have to be in that situation in a residential neighborhood? Like, there's no reason why anyone should be driving that fast to put anyone in that situation. Like. But I don't know. I woke up really really depressed this morning. Ooh, the sun's really nice. So it's right over the mountains. It's covered by clouds, and the rays are just hitting the mountain. It's and there's snow at the top of the mountain. It just looks very picturesque, very beautiful. But just this morning, just a lot of fucking bullshit. There's something I saw that kind of ticked me off as well, but I kind of forgot about it at this point, so that's kind of good. I was actually also thinking of just quitting podcasts. Just while doing these podcasts when I'm driving to work. I don't know. I'm not in the right mind state to, you know, say anything or provide anything meaningful at this point. I don't know if it's good for me to put myself out there, because mostly the only thing I could really talk about is my work. And, you know, as soon as I had this thought this morning, as soon as it gets out, you know, one of these nosy ass people, oh, I shouldn't phrase it like that, but one of these people from my work, I guess, you know, well, I phrase it like that because, you know, there's people at my work who, there's really good people, like, people I, like, love to death, like, they're great personalities, they're, you know, they're amazing people. There's what, you know, people in a different department who got me a box full of, like, you know, probably like $50 worth of, like, just a bunch of goods. You know, and they didn't have to do that. You know, that's just because they're good from the bottom of their heart. And one thing I want to say, so there's other people who I truly feel look at me with contempt, who don't even acknowledge me, who, okay, so let me phrase it this way. So, there's people who would rather, you know, take the elevator, vice versa, take the stairs, than to have to interact 1 or 2 minutes with me at work, you know, and I'm at a loss. I don't know if it's because I'm annoying as a person, you know, if I'm a loud, obnoxious person that they don't like, that they don't want to take the time to interact with, to get to know, or if it's because I'm Mexican or brown or minority or something different than to what they're used to growing up. Or I don't know if it's a religious thing, if it's because I'm not Mormon, you know, I wonder to myself if I converted to a religion that promoted racism, who promoted a thing such as, so the thing with Mormons, right? So my ancestors are Native American. So if I accept Mormonism, even though they said, okay, I fucked up, you know, that doesn't change the fact that that's what your religion was built upon. You know, it wasn't the structure that made up Mormonism. It wasn't a structure that we still agree with today. But, you know, they used that as a platform to elevate themselves during that time. You know, that clearly doesn't translate with today's society. You know, so they changed it, you know, they mopped it up, you know, because they want to preserve, to keep what they have built, which was basically a company, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world now, who is masqueraded as a religion, you know. Right now, as I sit at the corner of two churches, you know, two Christian, how do you call it, you know, when there's, like, different denominations, you know, of churches, you know, different denominations, like, different denominations of dollar bills, you know, so, you got the $1 bills, $10 bills, $5 bills, $20 bills, $50 bills, you know, that's just like churches and religion, right? I mean, you got Mormonism, you got Pentecostal, Apostolic, you know, you got all these different, you know, tribes of churches that act like companies, you know, you know, a lot of them do good things for the community, and I think religious, not necessarily religious, but community support and the fact that everyone's there for one purpose, one goal, you know, it doesn't matter what race you are for the most part, unless you're, you know, I don't want to get into that, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is about my job, if it's because I'm not a Mormon, you know, I'm not going to accept that ever, you know, I did, at one point, I did want to convert to Mormonism, just because it was such a big part of my upbringing. It was such, they were such good people. You know, there's a lot of good Mormons in my community, but it's just like, you know, Jews, for example, they don't want more Jews. Jews don't want more Jews to join them. And that's kind of what I felt with Mormonism. However, there are a lot of converts, you know, and it's, I don't know, like, it's, I don't know how to feel about it. I haven't really done enough to really develop what I feel about that, you know, like, on one hand, they help, you know, the indigenous people in other countries that are really impoverished. On the other hand, they're contributing to the relinquishing of our traditions and our culture. And whether that's good or bad, you know, it's bad. Let's just put it that way. But yeah, I just felt really shitty today, and I don't, you know, I just was thinking about quitting this because I just was thinking, you know, I don't know, like, it doesn't matter if anything comes of this. I mean, I would hope to see the day where I could focus on this full time and do the, you know, but if I can't even produce anything meaningful, anything entertaining for people, what's the point of making so much sacrifices, you know? But yeah, I really was thinking about how much I dislike my job and how much I really talk shit about my job on my on these podcasts, because it's really, you know, what's all on my mind all day. You know, it's such a fucking stressful job. You know, it has me occupied all day. Basically, I'm on the team in IT that they pass all the shit down to, you know. And it's the team that even other departments, like the facilities team, you know, and that seems to be a common theme amongst companies that I've worked for. So I'm not really, you know, surprised and disappointed. And in fact, I appreciate that, you know, like the facility, like fixing, just being like a handyman around like a building, you know, that's basically a facilities job. You know, the thing that that's different between this company and my last company is that this company, the very head of facilities is a woman, you know, and everyone on her team is a woman, you know, I get it. It's like, you know, it's like housekeeping stuff. And my company is kind of feels really Mormon-y, you know, in their beliefs, in their culture. So maybe that's it, you know, why it's all like, you know, she's really good at her job. There's nothing, but, you know, it's really different between, there's a big difference between a woman and a man in a, at the very top of a hierarchy position. And with facilities, there's a lot of like handyman jobs that, you know, what I found is at this company, since the ladies don't really want to partake in that kind of job, you know, they outsource a lot, you know. And since this is a government funded company, you know, it's very easy to outsource anything, you know, get contractors to do everything. And that's what I find they do a lot, you know, because, and it's funny, you know, for example, they hire companies to hang stuff up, and they do a shitty ass job. They bring in a company with 2-3 guys, and you know, they wire stuff incorrectly. They hang stuff incorrectly. They configure it incorrectly, and we pay them big bucks to do this. And then we end up, as the employees, you know, having to go in and fix their mess afterwards, and getting a percentage of what these contractors are getting. But yeah, my boss told me this beginning of this week, you know, that I can't work after 5 or can't come in without his permission. And he basically threatened to write me up, and it kind of seemed like he wasn't going to at the end of the day, but I think it's one of those things where it's just going to happen out of nowhere. He's just going to write me up, and at this point, you know, I'm ready to move on. I don't think this company is really loyal to me, and I think I have a lot to offer to another company, you know, and it saddens me because there's a lot of people I enjoy. There's a lot of potential with this job. It's just that it's just not me. I just can't be fake for so long. You know, I'm in the shittiest position where they throw everything at me. And it would be one thing if there was camaraderie amongst my peers. But everyone's in it for themselves. No one's, you know, everyone's focused on their, you know, no one. We're not all on the same mind, you know. People are ready to retire. There's this new guy, you know. I like this new guy. He's putting in work. He's doing his thing. He's a game, you know. He's like he only likes like grinding type video games. He has like the right mentality. He's really quiet, you know, and. Even though our ticket count is disgusting, you know, that's our statistic they measure us against. And it's been the same fucking thing since I started, you know. When I started, it was like at 200, 300. I fucking brought that average down to around 100, you know. And that was me putting in overtime, putting in effort, putting in all this fucking hard work. And then we finally get to that fucking milestone from, you know, because it's not... It's effort, you know, it's effort. Like, these fuckers milk time. They milk it. They're fucking sitting there at their fucking desk. They're fucking watching Netflix. They're fucking watching fucking Amazon Prime. They're watching their TV shows like fucking women. Like, they have their fucking, TV series. They have their movie series. You know, their Netflix specials. They have their soap operas. They're like my abuelita, like my mom. They fucking, you know, they have their fucking shows, you know, and I can see, you know, and I couldn't see my, like, I'm not gonna lie, I've done that in the past, but it's only been in situations where, holy shit, my bad, forgot about the mic, so, yeah, but it's only been in situations where, all of my work has already been done. Like, it's been completed. I don't have anything to worry about. You know, like, these guys don't care. They're just, they know they're not gonna get fired. They just wanna do the best thing they can to, milk, and, you know, it's ridiculous. They probably get overtime every week. But I probably get 35 to 38 hours average, you know, per week, so I don't even get my 40 hours, and that's because it's a requirement for my fucking benefits. But anyways, what I'm getting at is, they don't try, and I'm tired of it, and there is nothing I can do. It seems like anytime I speak out, I get reprimanded, so I better just keep my mouth quiet and just take the abuse and let myself be used. Let myself be worked to death, because I really, when I started this rant, the point I was getting at is that everything revolves work, because I can never get anything done because no one else picks up the slack. I end up picking the slack up, and then that's all I end up thinking about. Like, I can't exhort extra energy into anything else. You know, I go home and that's on my mind. I get stressed out. People email me, like, with their fucking issues. And then I'm having to worry about it, like, all day. And, you know, not to say that I don't care about them. I do. You know, it's just that they have a lot of issues. There's a lot of them. And there's only one me. You know, and there's supposed to be seven of me because we're a team. You know, and if I don't feel I can rely on my team, you know, and I don't feel like I can make a change, and I don't feel like they're willing to make the change, which are not, you know. Yesterday, the new guy suggested something, and I'm already at work. I just want to get this off my mind since I'm on a flow. But yesterday, the new guy, he had a suggestion that really makes sense. That was obvious. That was perfect. Like, he wanted to do a... There's a bunch of work that we had to do because they fucked up over the night. So we had to pick up that slack, obvious, because, you know, we're... That's what we do. We pick up the slack that that the rest of IT doesn't want to, you know, or doesn't have the time to, or whatever. I'm fine with that, whatever. I agreed to that when I joined, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. But then... Ah, man, it's just so fucking annoying. It's just stressful. So his idea was, like, we had all this work that we had to split up. Let's do it in a group chat. And, nope, they wanted to do it by paper. You know, it got so confusing. They wrote everything down and wanted to keep talking. It's so fucking, like, 16th century. And it's so old-fashioned. And it's just one of the ways that they milk everything. They want everything to take the least amount of time. Most of, you know, they don't want to get laid off. That's what I thought in the past. I just think they're lazy now. I don't know. I really hate my life. I hate my job. I hate my everything. I hate everything that's going for me. And this is a shitty ass Friday. And I'll probably still do the Nipsey Hussle podcast soon, like I promised, because I'm a man of my word, and you can believe what I say. And I'm an honest man, and I hope you guys all have a wonderful day. Take care.